Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In addition to Russian bombing in Syria and the U.S. bombing of an MSF hospital in Afghanistan, we hear now from the White House that it's deeply concerned about escalating tensions and violence between Israelis and Palestinians. There have been numerous incidents recently and several deaths on both sides. The apparent spark? Competing claims to Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site, the Noble Sanctuary or Temple Mount. And social media is playing a big role too, as Daniel Estrin reports.
I visited the disputed site today in Jerusalem's old city with Gilad Hadari, a religious Jewish activist. He goes every day as part of a campaign to allow Jews to pray at the site. He had a GoPro video camera strapped around his torso. He says he wants to document any harassment by Muslim activists or Israeli police. We pass a group of Muslim women shouting religious slogans of protest. His GoPro camera films them, and some of them film us. Israeli police are on high alert. They've been restricting journalists from visiting the site. So I was there as a visitor, recording with my cell phone. A policeman warned me not to do anything resembling Jewish prayer, which police fear could spark violence. No singing, no mumbling prayers. The minute we stepped out of the compound, Hadari began to sing a Jewish song. It's called May the Temple Be Rebuilt, and it means may a Jewish temple be built where the Muslim Dome of the Rock shrine stands today. For Muslims, this is a call to war. Rebuilding the temple will come when the Messiah comes, Gilad believes. Until that day, he focuses on social media. There's a whole list of Palestinian Facebook groups he monitors in Arabic, which he can't read. But he sees what videos and photos they post. If he sees videos of scuffles, he shares the link on Facebook and with the four, yes, four Temple Mount-themed groups he belongs to. When we left the site, he began to type out a status report of his visit to share with his groups. Then, even before ambulance sirens begin to wail, his phone starts pinging, and he gets word that there's been a stabbing nearby. An 18-year-old Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli. He was carrying a gun and shot her. Gilad's a volunteer medic. We rush to the scene. It's not long before a video taken right after the attack begins showing up on Facebook. I walk down the streets of the old city and find young Palestinians glued to their cell phones. 20-year-old Walid Tufaha was sitting in a souvenir shop watching a video of people rushing down a cobblestone alleyway, and you can hear a girl screaming. He says it's the Palestinian woman after she was shot. He said he believes she was innocent.
The more I see, it makes me bitter. It accumulates. Look what happened with the young woman today. She did nothing, and they shot her. When I look at this picture, I'm extremely sad. I'm extremely disgusted. Look at us here. We're suffocating here.
A 16-year-old boy sitting next to him showed me a gruesome photo on his Facebook feed of a Palestinian man bloodied on the floor, shot dead in southern Israel. Police say he tried to kill an Israeli. The Islamic militant group Hamas is hoping that bloody videos will inspire Palestinians to violent action against Israelis. Hamas produced a video which is circulating on social media. It shows a Palestinian slitting a religious Jew's throat and then that Palestinian being shot dead, a martyr in what the video calls defending the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that sensitive holy site. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Palestinians and Muslim organizations are spreading vicious rumors that Israel intends to disrupt the fragile status quo at the holy site and allow Jewish prayer there. Netanyahu says he will uphold the status quo. Gilad Hadari, the Jewish activist, says forget about the status quo. What rules here is status updates on Facebook. Gilad says he and Jewish activists are using Facebook to call on big groups of Jews to visit the Temple Mount. Lots show up, and police have to let them in. He says, I want to bring more Jews and more Jews and more Jews to the Temple Mount. What he's saying is, new precedents are set, and they're set thanks to Facebook. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.